Sure.
Go ahead.
So my name is Jay Ward. My major was illustration, and I graduated in 1993 in my, what I like to call my BFD in illustration. I'm BFA. And I started here, when I started here, this was still Gertrude, the switchboard operator, was still in here answering the phones, saying CCAC and connecting the lines. And my first job on campus was switchboard operator with Gertrude. I was the little substitute while she took her break. And Gertrude was awesome. She could tell, she still looked like she was from the 50s, even in 1989. She still had a 50s look about her. And she's passed away since, but Gertrude was awesome. And then I went to go to work after that in the library. And there's an assistant librarian named Bob Keane. Bob was the hippest, coolest dude. He told me about like the Pixies and, you know, great music. And he was always listening to music, just a cool guy. And I lived in the transfer student housing across the street. There's a cart coming through. They're selling their wares. All right, they moved on. So across the street was transfer student housing. And I had one semester at a junior college, which was just enough to squeak in and get to stay in transfer student housing, which was cooler than being in the dorms on campus, right?
Yeah.
So I got to be in the transfer student housing. And I just remember the vibe of this place. It was such an open, kind of free environment. And I rode a motorcycle at the time. And I remember just riding it and actually parking on campus and, you know, being able to walk right to class. And
nice.
Posters going up on the walls. Like when people didn't like something, they would go to the print shop that night, make some political message, and it would be up the next day.
Mm-hmm.
People making stickers at that time that just started kind of getting into vogue, that people would make little decals of things. And it was just a great time to be here and a great place. In fact, the big earthquake of 89 happened 1 month after I moved here.
Wow.
So I moved here in September of 89 to start school.
Yeah.
Just an 18-year-old kid, just turned 19,
mm-hmm.
and the quake hit. And we were living in that apartment across the street. Me and a guy named Jerome Ramft, who's a sculptor now at Pixar, Thomas, and then Greg. And I know all four of those guys this day. They're all still my friends from 89.
Awesome.
And I was walking to drawing class. There was a brick building here that they were drawing across the street. And the model that day was a naked woman, and she had a snake on.
Mm-hmm.
And the snake started freaking out because animals know when there's going to be an earthquake.
Yeah, yeah.
I got upstairs. I had made some dinner because the earthquake hit about 5:15 at night. And I started walking back to class, and there are these big windows across the street that were the CCAC offices.
Mm-hmm.
And I look, and the windows are bowing in and out. Wow, that's really weird. Like, I didn't quite know the earthquake was hitting yet.
Yeah.
And then you could hear the shocks squeaking on the cars,
uh-huh.
and the light poles were moving right here on Broadway at college.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's really weird. And they're like, okay, it's a roller.
Yeah.
I walk back to the class. It ended after a couple minutes, and I thought, okay, that wasn't bad. It was fine. It didn't feel that bad right here, and you can see it didn't really do damage.
Yeah.
I walk back to class, and the model's outside with a robe on, and the snake's like, you know, freaking out.
Yeah.
And the teacher's like, all right, everybody, let's just calm down. Let's go back to class.
Yeah.
So we go in there, and there's classical music playing, like KKHI, classical music.
Yeah.
We're drawing the model, and all of a sudden the radio's like, hey, so you guys probably felt the earthquake. Let's take some calls. And this one's like, yeah, I live in, you know, Santa Cruz, and the dishes fell.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm in Berkeley. All of a sudden, we just got word that part of the Bay Bridge fell down. Okay, now everybody's freaking out. So
yeah.
The teacher's like, let's just wrap it up.
Yeah.
Right. So we step outside the classroom, and now you can hear sirens way off in the distance. And you can hear things and smoke, and you realize bad stuff happened, right?
Yeah.
So I go up to my apartment, and we go up on the roof, and we looked over, and we could see the Marina District burning from the rooftop of our apartment.
Oh, wow.
And there was a closet in that apartment, and it split the wall in the apartment from the seismic movement. It actually tore the wall in the apartment. That's how much the earthquake damage did, and you didn't think about it at the time. And I went back the next week. You know, they took a week off because the Bay Bridge closed and just closed everything down.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back, and that drawing studio that we were in was a brick, unreinforced brick building, which is the most dangerous thing you can be in. It's like the worst thing. And they had since went in and checked out. They're like, yeah, people can't be in here anymore. And they red tagged that building. They totally either tore it down or completely redid it.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a drawing studio over there that got damaged in the earthquake.
And I saw pictures of that. Yeah.
I was in there when it happened.
Wow.
That's where I was when the quake happened. Literally, I walked in right after the earthquake. I was walking back to that classroom on a dinner break when the earthquake hit.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. So there's a good memory. Quake of 89.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. If you would like your words to be archived,